This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is proud of the manner in which the multi-party delegations presented India's views in various countries on the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Yesterday evening, Prime Minister hosted the members of the multi-party delegations comprising parliamentarians and former diplomats who travelled to 33 world capitals over the past few weeks. In social media posts, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. He added that the country is proud of the manner in which they put forward India's voice. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who led the delegation to the Americas, praised Prime Minister Modi for giving an opportunity in the service of nation.
I think he saw this as an opportunity to thank the delegations for their service, and he was very pleasant. He spent more than an hour with all of us. It was not a formal meeting at all. There were no formal speeches, or even those of us who had given him our reports on the trip did not present those reports or speak to them particularly. But it was a good, lively, informal conversation, and we all suggested we should make a practice of this more often, sending MPs to engage with legislators in other countries. And the Prime Minister certainly seemed to take that idea on board.
Launch of Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed again due to leak of liquid oxygen in propulsion system. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the leakage was detected in the propulsion bay during the hot test which was carried out on the launch pad. Dr. Narayanan said, based on the discussion on this issue by ISRO team with the experts of Axiom and SpaceX, it has been decided to correct the leak and carry out necessary validation tests before clearing for the launch. The Axiom 4 mission was scheduled to be launched this evening at 5:30 p.m. IST from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in U.S. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that the capital expenditure has grown significantly in last 11 years, reaching 11.2 lakh crore rupees in 2024-25. In a special article over the completion of 11 years of government, the minister said that in the last decade, physical infrastructure in Bharat has grown at a rapid pace. He added that nearly 59,000 kilometers of highways have been built and over 37,500 kilometers of railway tracks laid. Talking about digital transformation, the minister said India's digital public infrastructure has become a global benchmark. UPI, Aadhaar and DigiLocker are now studied globally, their scale and inclusiveness. He further added that over 141 crore Aadhaar registrations are every day, 60 crore UPI transactions signify its reach and acceptance. He lauded the recently inaugurated Chenab and Anji bridges as a symbol of modern Bharat. The minister wrote that a new Bharat is taking shape where progress is measured not only in GDP but in dignity and opportunity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government has set a target of 3 lakh crore rupees defence production by 2029. Addressing an event on the topic National Security and Terrorism organised in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, he said that the country's exports in the sector will reach 50,000 crore by that time. The Defence Minister underlined that the annual defence production, which was around 40,000 crore rupees in 2014, has crossed the record figure of 1.30 lakh crore rupees. Over 50,000 organizations from across the nations have registered to host Yoga Sangam, scheduled to be held on 21st of this month, which is a new benchmark for collective participation. The Ministry of Ayush, in its statement, said that Rajasthan has emerged as the front runner with an impressive more than 11,000 organizations registered. Extreme heat wave has swept across most parts of northern India with temperatures rising above normal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.